HMS Moray Firth. Early history. Originally laid down as the Empire Pitcairn for the Ministry of War Transport on February 13, 1944 at the Red Head and Sons Limited Shipyard, South Shields, England, Yard No. 542, she was launched on July 10, 1944. Subsequently requisitioned by the Admiralty for conversion into an aircraft engine repair ship. She was one of five Moray Firth class repair ships building in British yards, Beely Firth, Killin Sound, Home Sound, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, that were planned as aviation repair ships for deployment with the fleet train of the British Pacific Fleet. HMS Moray Firth was the only Moray Firth class repair ship to be completed by a single shipbuilder. Her sister ship Beely Firth, also built by Red Head and Sons Limited, was completed by Palmers and Company at Hebburn. She was outfitted with general and specialist aircraft workshops and engine test bays. It is believed she was tasked with repairing British Rolls-Royce Merlin engines. See end note. She commissioned as HMS Moray Firth on July 16, 1945. Captain William Thomas Fitzgerald RDRNR in command. She was designed for engines to be passed through the various workshops before being test run in one of the two, hangar-like, athwartships test bays on the aft of the ship. When testing engines, the ship had to move to a remote anchorage to run them up to full power. This was a very noisy job, so it had to be done away from populated areas. Also, the force of the thrust generated by the test propellers coming out of the fully opened test bay were sufficient to drive the ship in a circle around her anchor or to veer off course if attempted underway. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. Although she was commissioned only 2 days before her sister ship HMS Solway Firth, there is no record of her sailing from the UK. The July 1945 Navy List details 18 officers appointed to the ship. Disposal. In December 1947 she was purchased from the Admiralty by Stag Line Limited for £80,500 and converted to a dry cargo ship by Tavern Dock Engineering Company Limited, South Shields at a cost of £98,597 and renamed Linaria. She entered service in April 1948. November 1954 sold to Chelya Navigation Company Limited, London, later renamed Desk Shipping Co. Limited for £230,000 and renamed Desk Gillen. Sold 1961 to Fortune Shipping Company Limited, Hong Kong and renamed Marine Fortune, before being sold on to Herald Shipping Company Limited, Worldwide Shipping Limited Managers, Hong Kong. Sold to Japanese shipbreakers and arrived at Yokosuka June 8, 1967 to be broken up. End note. Records are sketchy for HMS Deer Sound and the five Moray Firth class repair ships built for the Fleet Air Arm. However, there were two distinct types, component repair, and engine repair. It is highly probable that these ships specialized in either British or American types. What evidence exists suggests the following assignments: Deer Sound. Component. Home Sound. Component British airframes and component types. Killin Sound. Component. Beely Firth. Engine, British inline engines. Moray Firth. Engine. Solway Firth. Engine. See Admiralty Fleet Order 7521, 1945. Complement amendments, dated 27 December 1945. Which states. HM ships Beely Firth, Moray Firth and Solway Firth, as aircraft engine repair ships, Admiralty Letter N.1574344 of 5th of July, 1944. HMS Deer Sounders Aircraft Component Repair Ship, Admiralty Letter N.2983743 of 7th of March, 1944. HMS Home Sounders Aircraft Component Repair Ship, Admiralty Letter N.3270644 of 8 January 1945. Article produced by Tony Drury. Copyright 2015. www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.